This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now all over the country and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our Border Patrol, too, for the great job they're doing keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. By the way, let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, and those bus drivers out there keeping America rolling. Thank you very much for the job you're doing. And don't forget to check out my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check it out and take advantage of all the stuff that's over there. All right. Well, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us again. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget about it. Now, this is the day after the day before, and when it comes to the Democrats and all the problems that are going around, Adam Schiff is really having a problem trying to figure out what went wrong. He's pretty much ruled out the impeachment thing now because he sees the writing at the end of the wall. There is no collusion. That's finally come out that's not in the works. But now we have a new battle cry. Some of the Democrats are saying, oh, no, we proved the case. They proved the case for obstruction of justice, and we're going to still go ahead with impeachment. We're still going to call witnesses. We're going to get to the emails of the Clinton kids. Of the Trump kids. We need Ivanka Trump's emails. We got to have them. And by the way, listen to this quick back and forth that went on yesterday between Jim Jordan and Rashida Tlaib over Ivanka Trump's emails. Listen to this.
I think it's really important for my colleagues to understand that we're talking about transparency and talking about oversight. These are messages that impact the American people. That right now all I hear is this fear from the other side of information that might come about Ivanka, and we got to protect it. You know, that's all I hear is that you're choosing to protect family members of this current administration that have access to information. They are in the at the table making decisions on behalf of the American people. They don't have any privacy anymore. They also have to be accountable to us in this chamber. And Mr. Chairman and Ranking Member, I understand that you want to talk about the specific processes and want to go back and forth about Hillary Clinton. And
understand
that you
time.
Are protecting someone that is at the table now.
This subpoena is for personal emails, who their domestic help is. Who's watching their? That's ridiculous. That is completely off the table. Mr. Chairman,
would you please just one last point, Ranking Member? Okay. Please, just 30 seconds. It stopped becoming personal when they got access into the room. It stopped becoming personal when they got security clearances.
That's Rashida Tlaib, the woman who's part of the squad, one of the four members, and she's talking about personal, she's talking about emails, and she's talking about security clearances. She doesn't deserve to have one. And if she were in the military, based on what we know about her, what we know about AOC, what we know about Omar, what we know about Presley, not one of them would have a security clearance. Not one of them.
Well, absolutely. And really what Rashida Tlaib is doing, among others, with this new sort of line of attack is, again, to go and try to personally bash the associates, in this case, the daughter and son-in-law of the president, this kind of thing, for their own political purposes. Now, the email game is a very sticky wicket, to put it mildly, but they're trying to make the case that Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner are violating the presidential records preservation of statutes and so forth. But they're not talking about not delivering these emails to Congress. They're talking about delivering the emails that might relate to their work in the White House. Now, this is different, and I think it's important to point out, Captain, very different than the Hillary, than the pursuit of Hillary Clinton's personal emails, which were bleach-bitted, torn apart with a hammer and evidently maybe sent to the bottom of the ocean somewhere. That's a whole different story, and to compare it is really apples and oranges.
Now, your little buddy out there in California, Mr. Eric Swalwell, has had this to say about the Russians and whether or not they can change vote tallies in the United States.
Let's continue the conversation with Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California. He's a key member of both the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. I know you got to vote momentarily, but let me get your thoughts on your committee, the House Intelligence Committee, conducting its own investigation into Russia's ongoing activities. What are the biggest vulnerabilities, Congressman, right now in America's electoral infrastructure?
Good evening, Wolf. The biggest vulnerability is the president. He is the leader of our country, and it doesn't matter how hard the FBI agents and the NSA and CIA work, if they don't have leadership at the top and they don't have a commander-in-chief directing them and giving them the resources they need, all the best resources will not prevent another attack. And I see these threats every day on the House Intelligence Committee. Russia is determined to continue to do this, and I fear that we are more vulnerable than we were in 2016 because Russia and other countries will see the United States is open for business when it comes to interference.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, a father and son, are the owners of that. They're out there in Seattle, Washington. They listen to us on AM 920 and AM 1400 in Seattle. Mega Talk Radio, and hello to all the listeners out in Seattle and Bremerton and Tacoma and Spokane tonight. Now, as you know, I do take Relief Factor, and I take it because of the arthritis pain that I suffer from. I've also had back surgery, and I've also had problems with my ankles and ankle replacement surgery that they did as well because of what happened at the World Trade Center to me, and I don't need to get into all that. But my point is, I suffered with pain until I found Relief Factor. Now, I've been trying other things. I've been taking medications, but the medications had some side effects to them, and I said, nope. I'm not going to do that anymore. So when I heard about Relief Factor, I right away signed up for the 3-week quick start. Now, it cost me $19.95, but at the end of 3 weeks, my pain was pretty much gone. It certainly was tolerable to where I didn't have to walk around with a cane anymore, because I had a cane I was walking around with, all part of the problems that I had. I pitched the cane, I got better, and guess what? I take it all the time. And those of you that know, last night you saw me when I was at the ballpark. It was time for a little food, so that's the second time of the day when I take the Relief Factor, because somebody said, is that what that is right there? And I said, yes, it is. And guess what? It worked. And it'll work again until I take it again in the morning when it starts to ease up a little bit. But anyway, there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website. Go there. Check out the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs. You'll know at the end of the 3 weeks whether or not it works or not. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us again. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to finish this little audio here with Mr. Swalwell, the California Wonder. By the way, are there any sane individuals out there in California that have been elected to office?
Let's see, at last counts, probably not.
Okay.
The D behind their name.
That's kind of what I thought, except maybe for Devin Nunez and a few Republicans, because the Republicans are definitely sparse in number out there. But Swalwell was talking about the Russians being able to change the vote tallies in the U.S. Now, I want to point out factually to the people that when the question was asked and brought up about the Russians and the votes and what their capabilities were, he said the Russians had no such capabilities. They were trying, but they never got to that point. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay, well, here's what Swalwell had to say, trying to contradict Mr. Special Investigator, and here we go.
Well, do you worry that the Russians have developed the capability to actually change vote counts in the United States?
Yes.
So what does Congress need to do to tackle this problem? Is there a particular program or department that needs more funding, for example?
Yes, yesterday Bob Mueller gave us a call to action. I thought it was very hair-raising when he said that this cannot be the new normal, and that as we were convening there with him, that the Russians were attacking us in that very moment. That was his word. So unity is the best antidote to what the Russians are doing, but you don't see that from the president. You don't see that on Capitol Hill. Wolf, I've tried to not just investigate, but also to legislate. I've written legislation to require every campaign to tell the FBI if they're offered dirt by a foreign agent. I've written legislation to require social media companies to tell the FBI if foreign adversaries are using their platforms. So there's a lot that we can do that is not partisan, and as you pointed out earlier, it may not be the Republicans who benefit next time, so it's in all of our interests to find unity.
Now, you heard him say that Bob Mueller said it at this current time, Russians were working on attacking us, and those were his words and all that. I never heard Mueller say that, did you?
No, not really. And, you know, I've wondered.
I've got the audio, and I went back and listened to it. I did not hear Mueller say that.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I'm wondering about Swalwell, because he seems to be worried about something and really may not. I mean, first of all, I would love to tell him that, guess what? The United States comes under attack from many different sources.
Sure.
All the time. So that's nothing new. But I would also refer him to President Barack Obama, who went out to the White House Rose Garden, if I recall correctly, and gave a lengthy explanation to all of us how it would be impossible to hack or change the election, primarily because it's too decentralized. But that being said, there are enemies of the United States, but the idea that this is even being talked about, Captain, is only because Donald Trump will be on the Republican ticket for the presidency in 2020. If that were not the case, I don't think Eric Swalwell would be making a big stink out of that, but it gets him back on TV, which I guess is really the actual purpose here.
Well, here's the guy that hit the nail on the head, as always, Trey Gowdy. Here's what he had to say on Fox yesterday, and again, this guy gets it. He gets it right, and it's right again.
First of all, characterize yesterday for us. How did you see it?
A train wreck, an unmitigated disaster. Expectations always outpace the reality with congressional hearings, but the disparity yesterday was pretty stark. And Sandra, I've been part of some dud congressional hearings myself. Yesterday was just a disaster.
I missed seeing you in that committee hearing yesterday. You're a former prosecutor, and you always ask very pointed questions. Is there a question you would have asked that did not get asked yesterday?
Gosh, I hated when people did that to me. I mean, I left, so I thought Ratcliffe did a fantastic job, Devin, Mike Turner. The only thing I probably would have done is follow up. You know, when Mueller says, well, that was out of my purview, why? I mean, how in the world can a meeting that took place the day before Trump Tower and the day after Trump Tower, how can those meetings be outside your purview, but Trump Tower be in your purview? And I thought Johnny did a great job on the exoneration. So did Mike Turner. But I would have beaten the hell out of that exoneration. There's no prosecutor in the country that's ever set out to exonerate someone else. So follow up. But in terms of the original questions, I thought the Republicans were really well prepared.
How do you like that?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, well, it really was a train wreck. And even, the day after and further analysis and so forth, this was something that I'm sure it will play in the 2020 election, but it will play for the Republicans because, again, the American people, they're not interested in more hearings and more sort of making up that a whole cloth what the Russians can do and all this kind of stuff. Instead of focusing on what are we doing for our country, and of course, not only securing our election, but how about this, securing our borders? I mean, these kinds of things are actually logistically possible and doable, but it depends where they're coming from politically over on the Democrat side of the aisle, what they want to bludgeon the president with or his colleagues.
Now, we've had an increase in this country in murders, specific types of murders. First of all, children. Children being killed. And yesterday, Attorney General Barr reinstated the death penalty after nearly two decades. And the first people to be scheduled, the first five executions, were for child killers. What's your thought on that?
Well, this is a very bold move. It is about, first of all, the federal death penalty is a standing law. It can be enforced. The president can enforce these laws to make sure that they're being carried through. The ones that are going to be executed, presumably, of course, have gone through all those different appeals and all those different kinds of things. There is beyond a reasonable doubt that they committed these horrible crimes.
Well, they've been convicted, that's the end of it, and they've had their appeals go through, and that's the end of that.
It's exactly right. And when we're talking about, in other words, you've got people saying, well, this is wrong, or it's this or that, but can these very same people sit down with the victims' families and tell them, no, we're not going to administer the ultimate punishment here? Now, there are those, for example, Alan Dershowitz, who has a different kind of argument, believing that if you don't have enough money, you can't get the best lawyers, and you can't avoid the death penalty in that regard. But that's one side of the argument. But here's the thing, though. The president, of course, is trying to make, as I said, a very bold statement here and trying to explain that, look, if you do this, and now, as you mentioned, especially the children, the United States is going to catch you and it's going to administer the ultimate punishment to you.
Now, the Washington Post wrote a story yesterday, very interesting story, about the coverage from Fox and Breitbart and President Trump, and they said that they beat all of the establishment media on Mueller Day. Fox, Breitbart, and President Trump himself beat all of the establishment media.
Well, people have been tuning out of all these different media things for quite some time.
Yep. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It is a Friday morning, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On this vote, the yeas are 284,
and the nays are 149.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
This bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary, Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher, of course, has been up in Washington, D.C. all week. He'll be back down here at his home station, AM 860 The Answer, where I'm broadcasting from. He has his own studio out here behind me, just a couple of doors down the hallway. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years on their cars, their trucks, and everything that they drive and everything that they own, including your house or your rental place if you're renting something. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio hosts. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They can find coverage for your vehicles that you drive, plus your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agency. So two ways to find out how to find your GEICO agent. Number one, go to GEICO.com. It's G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and boom, you'll see where the closest agent is to you if they're not already right there in your town or your city, and I'm sure they will be if you're in a city. But if you can't find them that way, then what you do is you go to your phone book or you look them up online. Do not use Google. Use Firefox or some other search engine, Bing or whatever, because as we now know, Google is one of those agencies that are one of those search engines that may be spying on you. Uh-huh. So there you go. And make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've been talking about what's been going on here with Robert Mueller, this, that, and the other. And there was an interesting conversation by the one, the only, the informidable Rachel Maddow. And she had Adam Schiff on her program. And Rachel came out and said it seemed like Robert Mueller was struggling. Well, yeah. And here's the conversation they had, which didn't exactly go the way that Schiff, I think, wanted.
Over the course of the two hearings today, as the hours stitched together and as Robert Mueller, I don't think increasingly, but persistently seemed old. He seemed like he was struggling at times to hear what was going on, maybe struggling to comprehend compound questions to him when they were put in terms that were complex. Robert Mueller today, and I don't mean this in any ad hominem way, he did just seem sort of less vital than I think I expected and than a lot of people expected. As that persisted over the course of the day today, and I don't mean to suggest that he's incapable, it just seemed that he wasn't totally on top of everything he was talking about. My mind kept wandering to the gentleman who was sitting next to him during the testimony before your hearing. It was described as Deputy Special Counsel Aaron Zebley, and my mind kept wandering to the guys who were sitting behind him, who were some of the senior members of his team. You mentioned that you have spoken with at least one member of Mueller's team recently in a closed-door hearing about counterintelligence matters. Do you expect that you'll be calling Mr. Zebley or Mr. Quarles or Mr. Van Grack or any of the other members of Mueller's team, particularly having seen Mueller himself today, to try to get more from his team, who actually seems to have done the work, about what their investigation was like?
Well, you may have noticed this morning that one person was particularly unhappy that Aaron Zebley was there and sworn in as a witness, and of course that was the president who was tweeting about it. There was another person who was, I think, very unhappy about it, and that was Bill Barr. Justice Department did not want him there. We wanted that precedent, frankly, that these members of the team can be called as witnesses, they can be sworn in, they can provide testimony, that the DOJ trying to stonewall that and make some claim of a policy just doesn't hold water. And this is even more true for people that have left the Justice Department. We're going to press to get the answers in whatever format and through whatever means that we need to. I think the short answer is going to be some of this work was done. We'll find out what work was done. And where there was no follow-up, where they were not allowed to pursue leads or allegations, we'll do that ourselves. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure we leave no stone unturned when it comes to protecting the country from people who may be compromised.
Now, I just want to point out to the listeners that Democrats are without question worse off now than they were before the former special counsel Robert Mueller gave us 5 hours of testimony. That's my opinion. And anyone who watched the back-to-back hearings Wednesday got exactly nothing new from Mueller. Nothing. But the Democrats thought it was wise to drag this out into their never-ending nightmare, and they've got what they've got right now. They've got a very big-time embarrassment for Robert Mueller. They don't care. They don't care because they effectively ended his career, in my opinion. What say you?
You're absolutely right. They did effectively end his career, and on a quite a low note, I might add. The very idea that, you know, Adam Schiff is talking about we're going to get the answers to protect the American people, all these kinds of things, you know, listening to that, again, it just sounds like someone, you know, sounds like a conspiracy theorist who will simply not give up in the face of all of the evidence that what they're talking about is ridiculous. Like many conspiracy theories, that are made up out of whole cloth in many cases, as is this one, there is a cottage industry that sort of springs up. And Adam Schiff is like the leader of that now. It's just very, very sad. But I don't know what they were expecting to get out of Mueller. They have his report. There aren't any other answers to get except for trying to get the optics going, and that was an abject failure. With the Mueller testimony.
Well, actually, Adam Schiff is not the leader because yesterday it sounded like Eric Swalwell was the leader because he appeared on several television programs to include CNN, and also he was on MSNBC with the so-called conservative reporter Nicole Wallace. Now, here's what was said there between the two. Pay close attention, folks, to this conversation.
I think success is that the American people will view this as volume one, or I'm sorry, that the American people will view this as act one, not act three. And as they heard names today like Manafort and Kalimnik and Gates, they will want to know, well, let's hear more about that, and that those witnesses will start to come forward. I think we should have an impeachment inquiry, and those are the next witnesses we need to hear from.
Congressman Swalwell, we trust you to come back if anything happens in the next 40 minutes. We understand you have to go. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Now, you heard what he put out there, Act 1 of Act 3, and then he mentioned those names. And why did he mention those names? Why did he start out with Manafort?
Well, of course, they went after Manafort. They squeezed Manafort.
And they have convictions, right?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Well, no, exactly, yeah. They got convictions on him on stuff that had nothing to do with anything of the scope of the special counsel to begin with.
But Swalwell is trying to insert himself into the leadership role again of all this for whatever reason, and he most certainly is not.
Well, he ran for president, and that fizzled completely. And now, again, he's back on the talk shows, and he's saying the same things over and over again in the same vein, basically, as he has before.
But he's now not telling the truth.
Well, of course, because this is made up out of whole cloth. And they all know it. They knew it was a hoax from day one. That's why I think even the question never got answered, if I recall correctly. When did you know that there was no collusion? And I think as well, why didn't that leak? It seemed everything else that was ever disparaging for the president, that leaked without any problem. But the very fact that there's no collusion, that never leaked, and that was kept under wraps until after the midterm elections.
Okay, well, let's drift over real quickly to the minimum wage stuff again, because the $15 an hour wage passed the House. It's gone over to the Senate, where apparently nothing's going to happen. Matter of fact, they may not even vote on it. They don't have to. Mitch McConnell can table it and not vote on it. Now Tlaib is putting forth another bill right behind it for $20 an hour.
Yeah, I'll see you $15 an hour, Bernie, and raise you 20. I'll raise you up to 20 or something like that, I guess. But again, those are what it sounds like. It's, well, this is for the people, and everybody will be better off as a result of this. But we just saw the real-world example in the Bernie Sanders campaign, for goodness sakes. When you mandate these kinds of things or you get these kinds of numbers out there, then people make adjustments. Businesses will make adjustments. So instead of fighting for greater opportunity that businesses will expand and everybody would have a good paying job and there would be more plentiful jobs and the thing and the markets would grow, no, let's not do that. Let's continue to try to mandate it from the top down. That never works.
And, of course, the Squad of Four was in the news again. Three of the Squad of Four voted no on the resolution opposing Israeli boycotting, which was brought forth by the House of Representatives, and three of the four voted no. The one that voted no was Tlaib. Everybody else voted yes.
Right. Well, I mean, again, you know, trying to demonize Israel and go through using boycotts and so forth for the human rights, quote-unquote, violations. I mean, this is all just so much, you know, if they're just trying to make a huge stink out of something that's not like that, and an American ally.
All righty, we'll let you go. We'll catch you on the weekend show tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, everybody, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. We'll be back with your Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a dead right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. Road King Mike, but I like the Mac. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. I play next to Stanza tonight, Rooster Cruiser. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And that's from 1979. By the way, that song was revisited a couple times after that. But he is the original one, 1979. Ray Carlisle. Rooster Cruiser. Okay. It's going to be hot in the Southwest again. Central California. Out there in the inland, the upper deserts, the high desert. 110, 115 degree feel likes. Maybe even higher. And there'll be more monsoonal moisture, which will bring the flash flood threat to various parts out there in the Four Corners section, as well as going on up into the northern plains. Now, extreme heat is going to resume across the desert Southwest, including Arizona and parts of Nevada. And it'll also be very strong, as I said, in Central California through the weekend. Now, this heat combined with monsoonal moisture will produce showers and thunderstorms, with flash flooding being a threat across the Southwest and the Great Basin of the U.S. Now, right now, the heat, which is right there out in the deserts of California tonight, you've got temperatures still in the 90s right now from the central part around Ontario, California, and over there east of San Diego. The high desert all the way up through Barstow, all the way up to Sacramento, all the way up to just about Redding in the desert areas of California. And some really, really, really hot temperatures, so be advised of that. Now, you're also going to have unsettled conditions in the central part of Montana. It's warm up there as well. But the conditions are ripe to produce storms, thunderstorms, as well as the heavy rains we've been hearing about. Same applies for Arizona, the mountains of Arizona, which wouldn't be a bad idea because it'll put that big wildfire out that's up there in the Flagstaff area. By the way, the air quality tonight from Tucson to Phoenix is very, very poor. So be advised of that. Stagnant air just hanging there in the valleys. And up in Colorado again tonight, the Denver area east towards Nebraska, I-76 and I-70 out there towards Goodland, Kansas. You've got areas of some very stagnant, putrid air from all of the heat and things that are up there. Now, the same applies for Texas, the Metroplex around Dallas. You're going to have some stagnant air warnings, as well as San Antonio towards Austin, and again down around the Galveston, Texas area, which is kind of surprising because that's along the Gulf, but there you go. Now, we will have some rain developing in South Dakota, in parts of North Dakota, Montana. We'll also see it in the eastern part of Nebraska. Might see some rain flare up in southern Minnesota and the central part of Wisconsin today. It's possible we could see some rain in the Kentucky area and down into the central part and northern part of both Mississippi and Alabama. Now, we did have some showers down here along the Gulf of Mexico. As I told you yesterday, there were showers moving in, and they pretty much came on and off all day long. It did stop raining long enough, though, for 3 to 4 hours in Clearwater to where the Threshers got their baseball game in. And that was a good thing because it was a good game to watch, playing the Charlotte Stone Crabs, the farm team of the Tampa Bay Rays. So there was a lot of interest there from the people that went. But anyway, It is what it is. It's hot in most of the country. It's humid in other parts of the country. We've got this threat of lightning and thunder and rain in part of the country, and it's just summertime, and the living is easy, right? Is that what they say? Summertime and the living is easy. Okay. Now, don't forget that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop that's near you. Now, they are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Because what used to be the stop, get a hot dog and a Coke, because that's what pilots were just about good for. That was about it. A frozen pizza cooked up in their microwave, or a hot dog and a Coke. Then they always had the hot dogs on the grills. You knew you were going to be able to get a good one there. Speaking of which, boy, did we have some good ballpark drinks last night at the baseball game. Wow. Holy smokes. They really put out a great eating spread. We were in a suite, and when the food came along with it, good Lord. Now, your Pilot and Flying J's, they've got places like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. They've also got Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's, Southwest Grill restaurants, and in some of them now they're getting the Dunkin' Donuts full-service food, because Dunkin' Donuts has got breakfast, lunch, and dinner now with some of the sandwiches and the meals that they put out, which is a good thing. People didn't know that. It's not just your donut store anymore. And I like stopping and getting a iced coffee on the way home. I get a vanilla iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. It's really good there. I mean, really, really, really good. So there you go, if you like iced coffee. So don't forget, see a pilot, see a Flying J, pull on in. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. A lot of amenities there, looking real good, and they're all over the country, coast to coast, border to border. Now, coming up right after the news, we've got Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. She's got some words of fine meaning and understanding for you. And Flip, I see you there this morning. Al, I see you there. Catwoman and Road Dog, I see you guys there. Richard and Marines, I see you chiming in there, too. And Major Mac, I see you chiming in. Margie, it was nice to see you last night, and I see you chiming in. Joseph up there in Massachusetts, our retired police sergeant, we see you chiming in. Thanks very much. Tom, our over-the-road driver, mail hauler, coming down from Jacksonville, Florida to Tampa, we see you chiming in. Thanks very much. Drive safe tonight. And also Sue here in Clearwater, hope you're doing well, our retired 911 dispatcher. And we've got Pretty, who I haven't heard from in a while. She's on tonight listening, and she's over there in Tampa. So hope you're doing well there. And to my buddy Kathy, I hope you're doing well, too. And thanks a lot for last night. Everybody just had a great time listening to you talking about the book you wrote and all that. And lots more fun coming along. And LJ up there in Michigan, hello, LJ. Nice talking to you, too, and appreciate you very much, as well as Brooke from Brooke's Way. She'll be on the program next week. She's up doing writing a column. Oh, she's writing a column. Okay. So there you go. All right. Well, music's coming up. Going to go to the top of the hour break. And when we come back, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the country. I'll be back.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.